At Kids of Excellence, a child care center in a converted double in the Ninth Ward, a group of three-year-olds are sitting in a circle around their teacher, Tyra Crump. She hasn't even opened the book they're reading today, and already the conversation is taking off about the subject, jumping on the bed.
Anybody ever jumped in a bed before?
I never
jumped in a bed before.
While Kids of Excellence did pretty well on new state ratings, New Orleans early education centers are rated an overall unsatisfactory when it comes to instructional support. That's a measure of how well teachers are helping children build language and new concepts.
We have, in our child cares, Head Starts and pre-Ks, a long way to go in terms of the cognitive development of our children, asking them questions, modeling language.
State Superintendent of Education John White says child care centers are undergoing a major cultural shift.
You're talking about child cares that have long been thought of as a place where mom and dad can have the child be safe and healthy while they go to work. Now they're being called educational institutions.
White says the state is trying to help centers make that shift from care to education by providing training opportunities for teachers and helping them pick quality curriculums. But Kids of Excellence owner Christy Givens says what would really help improve instruction is if she could keep her teachers longer.
At least if we can get 2-3 years out of them, you know, that's usually what they do.
After that, Givens says, she usually loses them to jobs with higher pay and benefits. Often that's the public school system. And Givens is not alone. Statewide turnover for early childhood education teachers is 40%. Given says that makes it hard to improve instructional quality.
If we're changing teachers every year, it's almost impossible to do because you're retraining teachers.
Given says she'd like to offer higher wages and benefits. Her employees are making about the state average for a child care worker, $19,000 a year. But to pay them more, Given says she would have to charge parents much higher rates, something like $10,000 to $12,000 a year per child. That's way out of reach for many families already struggling to pay average childcare costs of about $5,000 or $6,000 a year.
We need, as a country, to be more realistic about what it costs.
Melanie Bronfen runs the Louisiana Policy Institute for Children. She argues the state should be funding early education for more low and middle-income families to increase access and quality.
We need to improve the quality in these centers, and the only way we're going to do it, we need to increase the funding that we're giving these centers to be able to serve these children.
White says there's no guarantee that child care centers would increase wages or benefits for their employees if the state increased funding for them. Most are privately operated, after all. And he says the state can improve teaching without a lot more funding simply by giving teachers and centers more feedback.
With the talent that we have in the classroom right now, with teachers being paid as they are, we can improve.
The Department of Education says experts are already working with childcare centers like Kids of Excellence to improve instruction. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.